Vice President Kwesi Mesa-Afa has charged the public sector to justify the implementation of the single spine pay policy based on equal pay for work for equal value. He said government will continue to demand as a reciprocal gesture on behalf of the taxpayers a commensurate increase in productivity and performance. Vice President Mesa-Afa said this when he opened the 7th Public Service Chief Directors, Chief Executives and Chairpersons of Governing Boards and Councils in Kumasi. He said government will continue to resource ministries, departments and agencies to enable them to work to realize the aspirations of Ghanaians. Seth Ayer has filed this report.
The three-day conference is focusing on renewing the face of the public services for high performance. Resource persons for the program include Professor Kwame Ahoy of the Jinpa School of Law. Vice President Emisa Atta said the focus of the conference demands serious reflection in order not to let Ghanaians down. Therefore, a renewal of the public service is urgent.
Those of you who are gathered here have to acquire the skills that anticipate problems, that adapt the solutions, and that innovate. We need to have an innovative capacity to address the challenges of a changing socio-economic environment. So the Ghana Public Service, in all its complexity, has to be able to support the government in anticipating these external problems, how they impact on us, and how we respond to these challenges. Therefore, our public service needs a new face. But this new face, this new brand, requires a change in organizational culture. This change requires changing the value system, the practices of employees based on outmoded norms and beliefs must begin to change. When these are done, performance is bound to improve. But most of all, the change requires leadership. The concept of leadership must change. Our leaders must inspire. They must provide guidance. They must be supportive of their staff. And they must view the job as an exciting challenge.
Vice President Emisa Atta said there is a need to generate innovative policies and programs to address the inequalities in the country.
Middle income status is a positive development in our country because it vindicates the accumulation of growth strategies that have been adopted in this country since independence. The reforms that have taken place, the investments that have taken place in infrastructure have all contributed to significant poverty reduction. However, a lot still remains to be done, and we should not be complacent. So there's an opportunity and a requirement that we design innovative approaches in our management strategies to lift the nation up into a desired path of growth and prosperity.
The chairperson of the Public Services Commission, Mrs. Bridget Katreku, urged the heads to begin to re-examine the mission and vision of their organizations with a view to realign them to current realities. They should also seek to do things differently, efficiently, and effectively. Former rector of Jinpa, Professor Stephen Adai, urged Ghanaians to exercise restraint to avoid social unrest so that, in a judgment, put heads together to get the country out of its current challenges.